After J.D. Vance's viral speech, there is a new debate about free speech in the West. If you didn't know, he spoke to European leaders and basically talked about how censoring their citizens just because they're conservative is evil and wrong. And I don't know how that's really controversial, but this sparked a lot of outrage from some of the leftist Europeans. Germany specifically is basically a fallen country at this point. Listen to German prosecutors talk about how free speech is not a thing in Germany anymore.
Is it a crime to insult somebody in public?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
And it's a crime to insult them online as well?
Yes.
The fine could be even higher if you insult someone in the internet.
Why?
Because in internet, it stays there. If we are talking here face to face, you insult me, I insult you, okay, finish. But if you're in the internet, if I insult you or a politician...
That sticks around forever.
Yeah.
The prosecutors explain German law also prohibits the spread of malicious gossip, violent threats, and fake quotes.
If somebody posts something that's not true, and then somebody else reposts it or likes it, are they committing a crime?
Yeah, in the case of reposting, it is a crime as well, because the reader can't distinguish whether you just invented this or just reposted it. That's the same for us.
The punishment for breaking hate speech laws can include jail time for repeat offenders.
This is totalitarianism. I don't know how to say it any more clearly than if you live in Europe, guys, if you're a European out there, you need to get these people out of your government ASAP, right away. You cannot delay. You cannot do it. And here's why. People will ask, well, insulting people is a bad thing, isn't it? Shouldn't it be illegal? Yes, insulting is bad. Like, I don't think that's just a good thing to just go out and insult people. I don't think that's inherently a good thing. But why would you ever think that the government is going to be fair about deciding what an insult is? That's the biggest problem. We can take away the morality of making an insult a crime. Let's just assume for a second we're okay with it, which obviously we're not because it's crazy. But let's assume for a second, yeah, that's okay. But why, this is the biggest question, why would you trust the government with that power? Because what I hear when I hear this kind of policy is essentially, we're going to lock up anybody for any reason. Because we know that that's what governments do. And essentially, the German government has the power to jail whoever they want. They can jail their political opposition, journalists, whistleblowers, businessmen, religious people. Religious people especially get jailed during these kind of things. You see it throughout history. You name it. They can do whatever they want. And this shows, I think, the cards of the left so hard. This is not a phenomenon from America. I talk about American politics most of the time. This is not a uniquely American thing. This is happening all over the world, wherever there are leftists. It's especially happening in the West right now because we're seeing leftists fight harder than ever because they're losing harder than ever. Leftist government right now, what they are doing is that they know that the free marketplace of ideas, they cannot compete in it. They cannot, because in the free marketplace of ideas, where everyone is free to share any idea that they want, whether it's a lie or an insult, they can share it. That's what free speech means. The best ideas come to the surface in that kind of thing. That's the idea. That is what Mills, the philosopher, talked about. He was a liberal, by the way. He talked about the fact that if we just let everyone say whatever they wanted, the best ideas would come to the surface. And this is like capitalism. That's why it's called the free marketplace of ideas. Because in a free market, the best products tend to sell best. That's just what happens. And the bad products, they go away. They go bankrupt. And so you end up with some of the best products. And that's what we've seen in the left. But the left, or in the West, excuse me. But the left knows this. And they know that their ideas can be soundly defeated. And so they cannot stand by the free marketplace of ideas. They cannot do it. And so their only choice at that point is to ban free speech at all costs, because it's their only hope at longevity. Because if you take a conservative idea and you put it against a progressive one, the progressive ones lose every single time, because the conservative ones, I should say, are founded on liberty and reality. And these poor Germans, I feel bad for them, I truly do, they are losing their liberty in their reality because there is no free marketplace of ideas. I pray that they'll vote these nutsos out of office like we did here in the United States, and that all of Europe, not just Germany, will see them as an example and not ever let those leaders come to power again. Speaking of a bloated government, it's tax season and the IRS wants your money. Luckily, I have partnered with a business that hates the IRS as much as you do, and they fight to get you every dollar possible. Quick Tax America. Quick Tax America does all federal returns for only $69. It's a completely transparent price, guys, because it's their only price, no matter how complicated your taxes are. They do all the work, unlike the big services online where you spend 4 hours and it sucks. With Quick Tax America, all you have to do is simply upload your files, answer a few basic questions, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional if you'd like, and they do all the rest. So go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com when you get those tax documents, or you can simply go to the link in the description below. So Marco Rubio was on Face the Nation, and the anchor, Margaret, the new Karen, suggested to him that Hitler came to power and genocided Jews because of free speech. Which, of course, the implication would be that we should ban free speech, which is what Democrats want, of course. Watch this.
Standing in a country where free speech was weaponized to conduct a genocide, and he met with the head of a political party that has far-right views and some historic ties to extreme groups. The context of that was changing the tone of it. And you know that the censorship
I have to disagree with you. Free speech was not used to conduct a genocide. The genocide was conducted by an authoritarian Nazi regime that happened to also be genocidal because they hated Jews and they hated minorities and they hated those that they had a list of people they hated, but primarily the Jews. There was no free speech in Nazi Germany. There was none. There was also no opposition in Nazi Germany. They were a sole and only party that governed that country. So that's not an accurate reflection of history. I also think it's wrong. Again, I go back to the point of his speech. Okay, the point of his speech was basically that there is an erosion in free speech and intolerance for opposing points of view within Europe, and that's of concern because that is eroding. That's not an erosion of your military capabilities. That's not an erosion of your economic standing. That's an erosion of the actual values that bind us together in this transatlantic union that everybody talks about.
Free speech was used to conduct a genocide. Her words, Margaret's words, is exactly what she said. I have no idea where she learned her history. She thinks that because Germany was too free, guys, it was too free, and the speech was too well protected, that Hitler was able to genocide and gas 6 million Jews in Germany. Now, I'm not the supreme expert on World War II history, but I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure those Jews didn't have free speech, Margaret. And if they had, maybe they would have been able to fight back in a way that they were not able to. But on a more, that's a negative note. Margaret is a clown. Not cool. Seeing her get wrecked by Marco Rubio and JD Vance is a pleasure every single time. On the positive note, though, about Marco Rubio, he is so fantastic. He's been fantastic so far. I remember when he ran for president in 2016, a lot of people had questions about him. Obviously, Donald Trump roasted him a little bit, but he's come a long way in the last 8 years. What he says is fascinating in this because it points to the awkward reaction by the left to JD Vance's speech from last week, which is, of course, what all of this talk about free speech came from. It came from the fact that JD Vance looked at European leaders, said, "Stop censoring the conservatives in your country." That's what happened. The reaction to that is from progressives and in Europe and in America equally is, "How dare you say that, JD Vance? Why would you ever say something?" And also, free speech is very bad. They're at the same time saying, "Hey, how dare you speak to us?" They're like, "Yeah, you're totally right. Yeah, we do like doing that." So it's like, guys, you're kind of proving J.D. Vance's point right now, which is what Marco Rubio says there. So no wonder no one trusts leftists right now. They're actively telling you, yes, we would like to censor you. And in fact, they're using baseless revisionist history in order to tell you that it's a good thing that they're going to take away your right to speech. So again, who would vote for someone who's going to take away your fundamental God-given rights? I don't know. I don't think they're going to win elections anytime soon. Hey guys, I want to let you know about a deal I'm running on Amazon right now. My book, A New Cult, it's on the bookshelf right there. It's only $9.99 on Amazon. I talk about some of the craziness that's going on right now with people trying to take away free speech and how the left has literally devolved into a cult. I had a great time writing it. I know you will enjoy reading it. You can check it out right now on Amazon, or you can go to the link in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.